Psalm and Luke, God sees us in our suffering and comes to us. Each person, individually, is equally important to God. The psalmist tells us to praise God because God looks down from above the earth and above the heavens, and God sees the poor man and the barren woman. God sees us in our suffering and comes to us. That is reasons enough to praise God. However, our praise to God is more than simply thank you. Our praise is submission to the all-powerful Creator. Who praises the Lord? All God's people praise Him. When do we praise the Lord? Always praise the Lord, for He is God. We praise His name. His name is Yahweh. The Lord's name is important. The God of the Bible, the God we know personally, not some generic made-up God that we call on at our convenience, but the God we praise and live in relationship with every day. This is not a game of peekaboo. Our God is a real God who sees us and comes to us. God says, "I see you." The name of the Lord is praised. This connects us in a personal relationship with the God who loves us. We are not too small for God, and God is not too big for us individually. That is why we call Him by His name and praise Him in everything. God raises the poor and the needy and brings them through times of need and times of lacking. Sitting in the heavens, God looks down and sees a poor man and a poor woman. God brings God's quality and gives to them a place to sit and a place to call home. The Lord who sits on high comes to the lowest of people and brings them relief from their need. It is one man and one woman named here. God cares for us individually. God is not so great and far from His creation that He cannot see the needy and the suffering in His creation. Because God loves all creation, we praise God, praise God's name, and God keeps God's promises. God is worthy of our praise. What is all this praise good for? The God we praise sees the suffering people and comes down to us. God gives the poor man a home, and the barren woman is seated on a dwelling place. God cares for the people, sees their suffering, and comes to us to keep our relationship with God. God does that. God comes to us, and God came to us in Christ and gave us life in a new place, a new home where God is with us. This is not a story we tell to give ourselves hope. This song of the psalmist tells us we have reason to praise the God who loves us. Praise God's name and rejoice in the Lord God. Praise the name of the God who sees us from on high and opens the gate of God's kingdom for all creation. Amen. Let us pray. Yahweh, Father above the heavens and the earth, we know you see us and we praise your name. Come to us when we are suffering. Be with us when we are alone. Take our fears away when the struggles of this world seem overwhelming. With us, you give us courage to stand up and share the gospel. Send to us each day Jesus Christ, the open gate of your salvation to all your creation. Amen.